Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about what's next. And the topic today is stop reinventing when you can easily pivot. So in preparation for my 500th episode, which is coming up 9/9/19, if you're listening to this today, it's next week. Otherwise, you might go back and listen to it. And two things happened. Number one, I did a Facebook Live with somebody else who is actually having her 500th podcast on the same day. Her name is Deb Creer from the Business Power Hour. And she started her podcast in 2011. I started mine in 2014. And both of our 500th podcasts are happening on 9/9/19. So we decided to do a Facebook Live. And we talked about the evolution of our podcasts, how they both started out with different names in different ways. But the big thing is, over the course of the year, we've been consistent to get to that 500. But the big difference is we didn't reinvent. We didn't scrap everything and start from the beginning. We pivoted. Now, reinvention is a good thing. For example, McDonald's, when you think about them, they were originally a hamburger stand, but Ray Kroc came in and reinvented the business. He took them from just selling hamburgers to being a real estate and systems company. You may buy a hamburger, but behind that is real estate and a complete system to make sure every hamburger is exactly the same in every location. So, reinvention is the action or process through which something is changed so much that it appears to be entirely new. But reinvention can also be a detriment. Like, for example, the phrase reinventing the wheel. Reinventing the wheel means you're trying to do something that somebody else has already done. And a lot of times business owners stop doing what they're doing and then decide to reinvent their business to say, you know, I see somebody doing this and I think I can do it better. And sometimes they can, but more often than not, they can't because the other person has a head start. Now, there's another piece of reinvention, which is personal reinvention. In today's business climate, the average person is staying at a business about 3 years, 5 years. When my dad grew up, they stayed 40 years and got a gold watch. So reinvention is kind of something that people have to do. That means going back and getting re-educated, maybe completely learning new skills and taking on a new career. My wife went from being a manager at a really large insurance company to being a teller at a bank. And all I can tell you, she's really happy doing that. But you don't always have to reinvent. You don't always have to start from scratch. For example, take Apple. When Steve Jobs started the company, they were a computer kit maker, making computers. And as the company grew, the company outgrew him. As a matter of fact, he was let go from his own company. But then he came back, and he reinvented the company. He took them from a computer manufacturer to an entertainment company. With the invention of the iPod, they basically turned into a company that allowed content to be carried in your pocket, which led to the iPhone. Now, they still make computers, but the computers are part of a system, and that system is delivering content to all of your devices. I have an Apple TV. I've got an iWatch. I have an iPhone. All of those are delivery platforms. So now let's look at pivoting. Pivoting in basketball is keeping one foot on the ground while your other one can move around. And you can't dribble the ball, but you can move in 360 degrees. Once you lift that pivot foot, you get a foul for traveling. And that's essentially the thing that I'm talking about today, is how do you pivot instead of reinvent? So pivoting is a structured course correction designed to test a new fundamental hypothesis about a product, a strategy, or an engine of growth. So think about the company Groupon. Groupon actually started out as a advocacy platform called The Point. And you pivot from a point. And it was originally designed around crowdsourcing action, around the owner's desire to get out of his cell phone plan. Well, it failed miserably. But then he figured out, what if he could do the same thing, except with pizza? So what he did is create a coupon that could be crowdsourced. Multiple people could buy it and drive more traffic to a business. And that, my friends, is a pivot. A pivot is where you keep something planted and move other parts. So in business, what you need to do to pivot is keep what's working, remove some of the pieces that aren't working, and build upon that. Add to it, modify it, change it, but don't scrap everything and start over and reinvent. That's kind of what I had to do in my business. When I wrote my book in 2014, I was already doing websites and audio and video. I've been doing that for years. But I needed to figure out how could I take that to the masses where I could actually run a business out of it, right? And a business is pretty simple. Here's the deal with business. You take $1 and you figure out a way to turn it into two. So I had to figure out how to leverage what I already had and build upon that. So I started working as a social media consultant and started speaking about it and teaching people. And it was something that appealed to everybody, which felt great. But the problem was, is that it was hard to convert that $1 to $2 because people wanted to learn but didn't want to spend. So I had to say, okay, how do I get people to actually want to purchase the services that I have? So I had to keep the training portion and take it to a different level. So what I did is I turned into a coach or a teacher. So I started teaching people how to do certain social media things. How to post to Facebook and use it properly, how to work with Google Analytics, how to do all kinds of things. And people started buying that. But solopreneurs, they loved to learn, but they didn't have the time. So then I had to pivot again. So what I did was figure out a way to coach businesses, larger businesses, how to create content around a system. Hence my third or fourth book, The Bacon System, which was having a website, doing Google Analytics, and then creating content to drive traffic back to it. So I started showing people how to do that. And that worked for a while as well. But then I found that I really needed to take it to another level. So I kept, again, some of those pieces. And now what my business is focused on is creating a content strategy and creating the content and posting it to social media to use that system for larger B2B businesses. That, my friends, is my pivot. Keeping what's working, throwing away what's not, and then adding to that to make it appeal to a new audience in a new way. So my question to you is, are you reinventing or can you pivot? One final story. When I started the Bacon podcast, it was originally called My Marketing Magnet, but it finally took off after I added the name Bacon. So if you'd like to learn more, connect with me on social media. Just search for Brian Basilico, but also check out my website, LI for Sales. There I have weekly tips about how to use LinkedIn to get your message across to the right audience at the right time. Visit liforsales.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.